You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Health authorities have revealed six potential COVID-19 exposure sites. That's following the bloke who's returned to his home in Wollert, who completed his hotel quarantine in South Australia, then returning a positive test a few days after being here. There was a very strange aspect, though, of the press conference yesterday, where you heard from the Health Minister, Martin Foley, and also, of course, from our Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, who was speaking and answering questions about how they were then going to go about testing and isolating all those people who he may have come into contact with. And what we were told was that it wasn't necessary, it wasn't important to follow up the passengers who were on that May 4 flight. And Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton said passengers on that May 4 flight do not have to isolate. This is his quote: "The flight is unlikely to be something to chase up. The 4th is not a day that we expect him to be infectious," says Professor Sutton. "But with variants of concern and the evolution of the virus all the time, we have to be alive to the possibility." This struck me and others who I spoke to and also talk on social media and some analysts as well as rather strange, given everything we've learnt and this somewhat hesitant response that we have in the early days to these matters. Now, it's quite true. You might not end up with an infection spread on board the flight. But for the sake of being prudent, why would you not identify the flight? Why would you not tell those people who are on board? Why would you not encourage them to get a test and isolate? What would it cost you to do this? What problem would it cause by actually putting that into the mix and just that extra special care, that extra level of caution and care in getting the people on board the flight tested? This is exactly what happened with the flight, remember, from WA that caused their lockdown. Initially, no, we don't need to chase up the flight. And then, lo and behold, what happened? Those on board the flight did. Well, Daryl was on board the flight from Adelaide to Melbourne with the infected passenger. But how does Daryl know? Because last night at 8:30, he got a text from the Department of Health telling him to do exactly what everyone logically yesterday afternoon thought might be a prudent thing to do. Daryl, good to chat to you. Good morning.
Morning, Virginia. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So when did you find out that you were on board the flight from Adelaide to Melbourne with that infected passenger?
Last night I got a text. It was about 7:30, actually, from DHS advising me that I was on the flight. They don't believe I was infectious, but they're exploring possible opportunities, so I should get COVID tested immediately.
All right. Now, of course, you could have been told that yesterday afternoon when it was publicly announced that people on board that flight did not have to isolate.
Yeah, I could have. I was blissfully unaware until I got the text at the when I was at the movies last night, actually. So I organised to have a test today, and I did ring DHS last night to ask about isolation. But they advised me last night I didn't need to isolate, which I found quite surprising, actually.
So they said to you that you don't need to isolate?
Yes, correct. That was last night. I discussed it with my wife and I decided to isolate anyway. When I rang up and booked the test, they didn't advise me I should isolate when I spoke to a lady this morning from Barwon Health.
It just doesn't follow logically, does it?
No.
It's, because everybody else who's asked to take a test, if I get symptoms today and I go and get a test, I'm asked to isolate.
Yes, so it was surprising, I was on the flight with my twin brother, so we spoke about it this morning, and he's also decided to isolate as well, just to be cautious and conservative.
I don't raise this, Daryl, and I'm not raising this morning to needlessly beat up on the department, which, you know, has been doing an extraordinary job in incredible times and they've learnt lots along the way. But this is what always just causes me to want to bang my head against the wall. It's almost as if we don't learn from the last one. Why would you not immediately, the moment you learnt that this person had been on a plane, had flown over here and then had tested positive after being in hotel quarantine, why wouldn't you immediately contact everyone on board and just out of, what's the phrase they use, an abundance of caution, get everyone tested and isolated? That doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
No, I certainly can't explain it. As I said in the text, I don't believe he was infectious on the flight, but I think he's left Adelaide after 14 days. I think the flight was the 4th. He'd become infectious on the 8th. He got the symptoms on the 8th. So I think he should be cautious. And the government has been cautious for 18 months now. I don't understand it, but I'll just follow what I think is protocol and isolate today until I get a test and get the results back.
I have no doubt that your test will be negative. I'm sure that there's a minimal chance, but I guess it's just the change in plan that yesterday afternoon we're told no need to do that, and then whoopsie, all of a sudden at 7:30 last night someone thinks, oh yeah, might as well. It's probably not a bad idea, and it's probably not a bad idea. Daryl, really good to talk to you, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
All right, thanks, Virginia. Cheers.